The week's through line: openness, control, and a $1.5 billion reckoning. The stories that dominated Wednesday share a single connective thread: contests between openness and control, playing out in AI training data law, chip manufacturing geopolitics, e-reader platform design, VPN jurisprudence, and open source platform governance simultaneously. That convergence is not coincidental. The same infrastructure choices being made now in AI, hardware, and digital rights will constrain or enable the next decade of technological development. The Anthropic copyright settlement at $1.5 billion is likely to matter more for what it implies than for what it resolves. Every AI laboratory carrying unresolved copyright exposure, and that describes most of the industry, is now modeling what its own training data liabilities might look like at trial versus settlement. That represents a structural shift in how the industry calculates legal risk, and it arrives at the same moment that Chinese labs are demonstrating competitive benchmark performance despite chip constraints, and Google is rewriting the API contracts developers have built workflows around. Intel's high-end EUV shipment is the hardware story worth tracking through the next two quarters. First to ship is a meaningful milestone, but the proof point is production yield at economically viable scale. If Intel achieves that, it will be the company's most significant manufacturing development in years and a meaningful data point in the longer contest between Intel and TSMC for semiconductor leadership. The MCP server audit finding, one-third of popular AI agent integrations rated D or F on usability, serves as a reminder that the infrastructure layer of the current AI wave is still maturing rapidly and unevenly. Developers choosing tooling in this environment face a landscape where any given model's competitive advantage has a short shelf life, and where the integration layer underneath that model may be failing in ways that are difficult to detect until something goes wrong in production.